Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the 19th installment from Tafsir of Juzama. We're reading on page 178 is where we're starting. And inshallah, we'll do two surahs today of the Suratul Infitar, the cleaving asunder, and Suratul Takwir, which is translated as the darkening. This is the 82nd and the 81st surah. I'll recite the Fatiha and then I'll recite Surat al-Infitar before we read what Sidi writes. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Rahman, Rahim, Maliki Yawm Adin, Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'in, Adina Sirat al-Mustaqim, Sirat al-Ladina An'amta alayhim, غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن السماء انفطرت وإذا الكواكب انتثرت وَإِذَا الْبِهَارُ فُجِّرَتْ وَإِذَا الْقُبُورُ بُعْثِرَتْ عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا تَقَدَّمَتْ وَأَخَّرَتْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانُ مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ الَّذِي خَلَقَكَ كفسواك فدلك في أي سورة ما شاء ركبك كلا بل تكذبون بالدين وإن عليكم لحافظين كراما كاتبين يعلمون ما تفعلون إن الأبرار لفي نعيم وإن الفجار لفي جحيم يصلونها يوم الدين وما هم عنها بغائبين وما أدراك ما يوم الدين ثم ما أدراك ما يوم الدين يوم لا تملك نفس لنفس شيئا والأمر يومئذ لله. This is Surah 82, was revealed in Mecca and consists of 19 verses, in which the real, the Al-Haq, says, إِذَ السَّمَاءُ فُطِرَتْ, when the heaven is cleft open. The heaven is split open for the descent of the angelic hosts, as he said, and the heaven shall be opened as if it were gates. وَإِذَا كَوَاكِبُ انْتَثَرَتْ, and when the fixed celestial bodies are scattered, وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ فُجِّرَتْ, and when the seas burst beyond their bounds, they open up to each other so that the fresh is mixed with the salty and the brackish, and the barrier between them is removed, and the oceans all become one ocean. It's also narrated that the earth will open and the waters will sink to its depths to end up in the hellfire, where it will merge with it, and that is the meaning of when the oceans boil over with a swell. Va'idal kuburu busirat, and when the graves are overturned, it is dirt, its dirt is overturned, and the dead body within it is exposed. Alimat nafsumma kadamat wa'acharat, and every soul will comprehend what it has sent ahead and what it has held back. Meaning what it has done and what it has omitted to do. And when all these things occur, then the person will read their record and they will be recompensed for their actions. And all this will happen in one period, whose beginning is the first blow in the horn of Israfil, and includes the judgment between the creation and passing out the records to the people. And when the heavens of spiritual meanings are rent, and they appear in the cups of pearls. And when the stars of the knowledge of forms are scattered at the rising of the sun of direct beholding. And when the seas of oneness burst open and fall upon the creations, thereby annihilating them. And when the dead hearts are resurrected back to life through attaining gnosis, then each soul will know what striving it performed and what striving it neglected. For to the degree that one strives in breaking habits, that is the degree of witnessing attained. And the degree of sobriety is according to the degree of drunkenness. And the degree of repletion is according to the degree of drinking. It's in the ends that the scale measure of the beginnings is made apparent. The beginnings are the mirrors of the ends, so whose beginning is illuminated, his end is illuminated. The real al-Haq says, Ya ayyuhal insanu ma gharaka bi rabbikal karim. O human, what is it that lures you away from your sustaining Lord, the Glorious? That thing motivated and encouraged you to disobey him while you were well cognizant of the terrors and calamities before you and of your actions, which you performed or neglected, which will be seen in the judgment. And making use of the name Al-Karim, the Bountiful, in this instance is to make evident the falsehood of the rationalization provided by the shaitan among the types of his deception. When he says, do what you wish, for your Lord is bountiful. He blessed you in this life, and he will do the same in the next. This is an empty comparison and a false hope. Instead, his generosity should inspire greater aspiration and fervor in acts of faithful obedience and avoiding rebellion and ingratitude. So it is as if he is saying, what caused you to rebel against your Lord, who is qualified with those qualities that warn against rebellion and call for their opposite? It's narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he read this verse, said, his ignorance deceived him and lured him. And when Imam Umar read it, he said, his stupidity lured him and deceived him. One of the Gnostics was asked, if Allah stood you up before him on the day of resurrection and asked you what lured you away from your generous Lord, what would you say? And he, the Gnostic, responded, you're covering over my shame, because the generous is the noble one who covers over the shame of others. If he stood me before him and asked me what that, I would say, your goodness to me in the beginning and the end, and the generosity of the generous, and the fact that the one who threatens the sinful with punishment is bountiful, and my knowledge of your blessings you shower your slaves with. Alladhi khalaqa khalaqaka fasawaka. He who created you and formed you in accordance with your predisposition. He made your created form balanced and proportional, and your organs healthy, and endowed you with all the qualities and beneficial ability is needed for your life station. Va'adalak and shaped you in just proportions, meaning he made you such that each part is proportional and thus can work harmoniously with the other. And he did not, for example, make one arm longer than the other, or one eye larger than the other, or some limbs black and the others white. And he made you erect so that you walk upright like the cattle. And having put you together in whatever form he willed you to have. This resembles his saying, we created the human in the most perfect of forms, from 95.4. Kala, no. This is a deterrent from being lured into ingratitude by the bountifulness of Allah, while it should properly be a cause for gratitude and obedience. Bal tukadhibun biyadin, but you deny the reality of the day of recompense. Yet you are not stopped from rejecting the truth. Rather, your insolence takes you to deny the reality of the recompense and gathering, and with the religion set by Allah Himself, so you do not believe in it and follow it. وَإِنَّ لَيْكُمْ لَحَافِدُونَ دِينَ. Yet verily there are watchful guardians over you. We have set up special guardians over you who watch your actions. كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ. Noble recording. Noble before our eyes in recording your deeds. Yahlamuna ma taf'alun, aware of whatever you do. Recording your deeds, whether good or bad, little or much, and they record everything with exactness. And when he magnifies the status of these recorders by praising them, he consequently magnifies the affair of the final recompense. For with Allah it is a tremendous matter, because Allah employs these noble creatures for the sole sake of that day. O human, what has deceived you that you do not rise to reach the holy presence of Allah? It is your ignorance and your following after your base desires and being content with your Lord. For contentment with Allah is deprivation. Or it could be your mistaken imagination that you are perfect, when in reality you are deficient and incomplete in every aspect. Or that you have arrived when in fact you have not traveled from your ego a single step. Or thinking that you are in the highest stages when you remain in the lowest of the low. And this deception has deceived a great number of the righteous, who place themselves in the stations of men while they have not moved from the stations of children. The cause of all that is their lack of companionship with the Gnostics. For had they taken the companionship of men, they would have seen themselves in the first stage of the way. And this is what compounded ignorance is, for they are ignorant and they do not know they are ignorant. Then he inspired in him the desire to go to him by reflecting upon the proportional form he created him in. For he fashioned him in the most perfect of forms, and then breathed into him a celestial holy spirit from his ancient spirit. Yet when they were warned against being lured away in deception, they did not take heed, but instead went headlong into deception, and committed acts done only by those who deny the very reality of the recompense and judgment. No matter if they have noble guardians who watch over them and know what they do and record all their actions, they did not take into consideration that Allah Most High is watching them, beholding their secrets, nor were they respectful of the recording angels who behold their actions. And Allah says, إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي النَّعِيمِ. Indeed, the righteous are in bliss. The virtuous believers are in great bliss, and it is the bliss of the gardens. وَإِنَّ الْفُجَّارَ لَفِي جَهِيمٍ يَصْلَوْنَهَا يَوْمَ الدِّينِ. And indeed, the wicked are in a blazing fire which they shall enter on the judgment day. Those who cover and reject the truth are in a fierce fire, whose heat they will feel during the accounting And on that day whose reality they denied, they will be thrown into it and burn in it. Wama hum anha bighaibin, and which they shall not be able to evade. They will not exit from it or evade it for the blink of an eye after they enter it. Even before then in the graves, they were not absent from it, for they felt its blaze, as it is narrated. The grave is either a garden of the gardens of paradise or a pit of the pits of hell. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ ثُمَّ مَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ. And what could make you conceive what the day of recompense is? And once again, what could make you conceive what the day of recompense is? And this is to frighten them into a state where they realize that this day is something truly immense and beyond their ability to grasp, and yet they deny it. However, they picture it, it is greater in actuality than what you think. However they picture it, it is greater in actuality than what they think. And however they imagine it to be, it's more serious and more immense, and there's no doubt that its terrors are beyond ordinary experience. Then he clarified the nature of that day when he said, Yaum la tamliku nafsul li nafsin shaya. It will be a day when no human shall be of the least avail to another human. You will not be able to deter it or attract any benefit to yourself in it. The only thing that could benefit is the intercession of someone else. But you will come to know the unique reality of that day when it befalls you. وَرَأَمْرُ يَوْمْ إِذِي لِلَّهِ. And on that day all sovereignty and command belongs solely to Allah. To Allah and no one else. He is the only judge during that day, and there is no doubt that the command and sovereignty belongs to Allah in both this world and the next. But in this world his authority is hidden and known only to those who have been granted knowledge by Allah. But in the hereafter his encompassing authority will be clearly manifest for all to see. And know that the virtuous are in the blissful ecstasy of presence and eyewitnessing. And the wicked are in the blazing torment of the veil and absence, and on the day of judgment they will burn in the fire of the veil. And what will make you understand what the day of judgment is? He alludes to its truly extraordinary reality, when no soul can avail another soul because of the total annihilation of their essences, attributes, and actions. The command belongs to Allah today, on that day, and forever without it, belonging in the hands of anyone else. Nevertheless, none witness the unseen except the great Gnostics and saints, whereas these words are directed to the generality. For when the common witness the unseen, they become certain that the command is completely for Allah. But those of Gnosis, what they witness on that day is the same as what they witness any day, namely, that the command belongs completely to Allah. The command belongs completely to Allah. So when they behold the unseen on that day, their certainty will not be increased. The sovereignty belongs to Allah in the beginning and the end, and all of it. But on that day, all pretensions and claims will disappear, and the reality will be made clear to all. And Gnosis will consequently be the property of all. And when did the command ever belong to other than him? So that there should be a need for certification? Finally, in this verse, Allah calls the slaves to direct themselves totally to Him and turn away from all others. For the sovereignty and authority belongs to Allah in this world and the next, and He misguides whom He will and guides whom He will. I ask Him, Most High, to guide us to the straight way, for He is the all-hearing and the all-responding. Amen. Surah Taqwir, Surah 81. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Idha shamsu kuwirat, kadarat. Vaidal jibalu suyarat. Vaidal isharu utilat. Vaidal huhu shuhu shirat. Vaidal biharu sujirat. Vaidal malhudatu suilat. Vyayidam binkutilat. Vaidal suhufunushirat. Vaidal Vaidal jnatu uzlifot, alimat nafsum ahdarat, falaha uqsimu bil khunnas, aljawaril kuda kunas, walaili da'as hasa. Kasubhidatana fas inahula kaulurasulingarin vikuatindadil arshimakin mutain famamin vama sahibukum bimajnun ولقد رآه بالأفق المبين وما هو للغيب بضان وما هو بقول شيطان رجيم وإن تذهبون إن هو إلا ذكر للعالمين لمن جاء منكم أن يستقيم وما تشاءون إلا أن يشاء الله رب العالمين. صدق الله. This surah was revealed in Mecca and consists of 29 verses, in which he details some of what is to occur on the day of resurrection. And he says, Idha shamsu kuwirat, when the sun is curled into itself in darkness, its light is extinguished and it has no more orbit, and it is said that Allah will make it merge with the divine throne. Wa'idha najumun kadarat, and when the stars lose their light, it becomes cut off and falls. And on that day, there will be no star, except that it will fall to the earth. And know that the stars are lamps hung by chains of light between the heaven and the earth in the hands of angels of light. So when the inhabitants of the heavens and the earth pass away, then what is in their hands becomes cut off and their light becomes extinguished. Wa'idha jibalu suhirat, and when the mountains are made to vanish, they move from their place and are removed from the face of the earth so that it becomes a flat, empty plain on which you will find no crookedness or bend, for it will be completely flat. Wa'idal isharu utilat, and when the she camels, big and young, about to give birth, are left unattended. It is the most valuable of what the Arabs possessed, and everything which the humans own, whether that be animals or factories or airplanes or cars or machines, will all stop working and will be abandoned, so that it will be as if there was nothing there to begin with. Even though it was very dear and valuable to you, O human. And this is the meaning of his words, the day in which neither wealth nor children will avail, the only one benefiting being the one who comes to Allah with a sound heart. 26, 88 through 89. a heart present with nothing else in it, completely facing Allah, its master, with total contentment and surrender. All of these machines will be abandoned because everyone will be occupied with themselves. And this indicates the severity and terrible fear on that day. You think it is a slight matter, but to Allah it is truly immense. وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ. When all the beasts are gathered together. All the animals will be gathered on that day to participate in the judgment. And when he is finished with them, he will return them to the dust. وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ. And when the seas boil over, all of them will burst open to each other so that they become like one ocean, and it will be transmuted to fire, for they contain petrol and gas, which will become inflamed and leave nothing untouched in its path. For under these seas of water there are seas of fire, magma, which will rise to the surface and burn everything. وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ. When all human beings are coupled, each soul will be coupled to its body, the righteous soul with the righteous body to end up in paradise, and the corrupt soul with the corrupt body to end up in hell. Or it could mean that it will be coupled with its deeds or its record, or that the believing souls will join the angels and the non-believing souls will join the devils. وَإِذَا الْمَلْعُونَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. And when the female child that was buried alive is made to ask for what crime she had been slain. This is referring to those buried alive, for in the time before Islam in Arabia, some of the Arabs used to bury their female children alive. And for this reason, the exalted will ask the parent why she was buried, and he will also make the infant ask its parent why it did that horrendous deed, to make the parent cry and utter humiliation before they are punished. And this constitutes a proof that children are not punished, that no one is punished without committing a crime to deserve that punishment. وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ. When the scrolls are unfolded and passed out. These scrolls are the records of men's deeds which are folded up at death and unfolded again during the accounting, and at the day of resurrection the scrolls will fall from under the divine throne. For the believer they will land in his right hand and will enter the garden. And for the non-believer they will land behind his back and his left hand and will enter the fire. وَإِذَا السَّمَاءُ كُشِطَتْ. And when the heaven is laid bare. Meaning it is removed and taken away. وَإِذَا الْجَحِيمُ سُعِّرَتْ. And when the blazing fire of hell is kindled bright. Kindled so that it flames, become mighty and searing to those who are rebellious, corruptors in the earth. وَإِذَا الْجَنَّاتُ أُزْلِفَتْ. When paradise is brought near into view. عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا أَحْضَرَتْ. On that day each soul will come to know what it has prepared for itself. Each human has certain knowledge of all the good and bad it did and what its fate will be. And know that the soul, the nafs, spirit, ruh, and secret seer are different names for one common reality. And it is a meaning from the domain of the lahut, the divine realm order, deposited in the body of the human. When it leans to disobedience and egoistic desires, it is named nafs. When it becomes purified through perfect God-wariness, taqwa, it is named ruh. And when it is completely pure and the secrets of the essence shine upon it, it is named Seder. So when he says, when the sun is folded in upon itself, it means the folding up of the nafs, when it is transformed into the level of the ruh. And when the stars of outward knowledge become extinguished because the ruh is not in need of them any longer. And when the mountains of the intellect are made to vanish because its light is weak like the light of the moon during sunrise. And when the she-camels laden with young go untended, meaning the nafs, which carries the weight of its actions and states, and the load of planning and personal choice. And so it enters a state of heedless neglect because it must tend to its burdens. And when the beasts, which are the random thoughts, are gathered in the sea of oneness, and when that sea of oneness boils over so that it drowns and covers all of existence, becoming one ocean, whose end is connected to its beginning, and whose outer is connected to its inner, and when the souls, which here are the spirits, arwa, are paired with the brides of Gnosis in the house of subsistence after annihilation, on the couches of proximity and selection. And the female infants buried alive are the meditative reflections of the heart, which are buried in the love of this lower world and being totally engrossed in it, so that the theme of its reflection became the lower world and planning for it and managing it. So it will ask for what fault it was killed and prevented from reflecting upon the secrets of divine oneness. And when the scrolls, which are the divine inspirations, unfold over the sanctified hearts, so that its lights are revealed upon their tongues, uttering knowledge inspired from the divine presence, and upon the limbs moving in acts founded on sublime character traits. And when the heaven of sensory perception, his, is rolled away to reveal the secrets of the spiritual meanings, ma'ani, and when the hellfire of separation is kindled for the people of separation, farq, and the paradise is brought close for the people of gatheredness, jamia, and connection, wusul, a soul will know how much striving it underwent when the lights of witnessing are unveiled to it according to its developed capacity. Then Allah called to witness when he said, فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالْخُنَّاسِ أَرْجَوَارِ الْخُنَّاسِ. But no, I call to witness the revolving stars, the planets that run their course and set. He's calling to witness those stars and celestial bodies which run their courses along with the sun and the moon, and return to become obscured under the light of the sun. So it's khunas as it's returning, and kunas in its, is its light becoming obscured. The stars and planets disappear from view during the day and reappear at night. Walayli idal as, as as, and the night as it darkly falls. He swears by the night as it comes along with its darkness, and then as it retreats so that little remains of it. And in the end, the verse is referring to one thing, which is the beginning of darkness in the first part of the night, and its retreating in the last part. Asubahi ida tanafas, and the morning as it softly breathes. It slowly extends its light and rises until it reaches full daytime. And since the beginning of the morning comes with soft, fragrant breezes, he used the word breathes to signify that. Innahu laqawlu rasulin karim. Truly, this word is the revealed word of a noble messenger. And the truth that these phenomena are called to witness to it is that the Quran comes from a noble messenger from Allah, namely Jibril, alayhi salam, who speaks on behalf of Allah. The Quran was called his words here because he is the one through whom it was revealed. The kawatin inda dil arshi makin, endowed with strength, secure with him who is the owner of the throne of authority. He is the divinely endowed with strength and power so that he is able to carry out the task of delivering this divine word, and it does not weary or tire him. He has a sublime position and exalted status with Allah. Muta'in thamamin, the word of one heeded and obeyed and worthy of trust. All the angels in the heavens, even those archangels brought near, obey him and carry out his commands because he is their leader. Wama sahibkum bimajnun, and your companion is not a madman, meaning the messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not crazy. He's not mad or possessed as you falsely claim. Walaqad ra'ahu bil ufuqi mubin, and he truly beheld him on the clear horizon. He saw the true form of Jibril just as Allah had created him on the night of the ascension, and he saw his Lord in the clear horizon. Wama huwa lal ghaibi bidadin, and he is not one to begrudge others the knowledge of the unseen. He is not stingy with the knowledge of the unseen and the revelation. and he shares it with everyone according to their capacity, nor does he add or subtract from it. Vama hua bikauli shaitani rajim, nor is this the word of any accursed devil. Accursed means cast out and expelled from mercy. This is similar to his saying, nor did its revelation descend by the devils, 26-210. Instead, it is a noble Quran sent down through Jibreel alayhi salam to Muhammad, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fa'ayna tadhhabun. So where are you going? Why do you abandon the clear truth in your falling away to misguidance and leaving the truth for error and falsehood? Where will you go from us when in our hands are the treasure houses of all things? This is a solid revelation, and none of your claims about it are true. So where will you go from it, O rejectors? In huwa ila dhikril li'alamin, it is no less than a reminder to all the worlds. It is a reminder and an admonishment for the creation. Liman sha minkum an yastakim, a reminder for those who wish to become upright. So those who strive for the upright straight path by entering into the deen of the divine oneness and fully submitting to Allah and obeying his commands, these are the successful ones in this world and the next, and the ones who benefit from this revelation. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ, but you cannot will it unless Allah, the sustaining Lord of all the worlds, wills it. Meaning none can will to walk the straight way unless Allah wills it, he who is the sovereign king of the creation and their cherisher. And be certain that the will wish for uprightness is entirely and directly dependent upon the will of Allah, because the will of the slave is something newly existent and contingent. So there must be another will from which its existence originates. And know, my beloved, that when Allah swore by the revolving, returning stars, he meant the five senses we have, which are hearing, sight, smell, taste, and feeling. These fall back in the radiant and clear sweetness of contemplative witnessing, shuhud. These are the planets that run their course and set because they run after the desires during their heedlessness, and set and hide during remembrance and vigilance. And the night as it darkly falls, meaning the night of separation as it covers the slave with its darkness, because he sees his own being and stops at his own imaginations and illusions. And the morning refers to the beginnings of the day of Gnosis, when it begins as a soft breath, and when its sun rises little by little until it reaches the fullness of day. This divine revelation is the word of a noble messenger, meaning a lordly inspiration, warid. It is endowed with strength because it is an inspiration that comes from the presence of a powerful subduer. So it meets with no evil qualities without removing them. In the presence of the possessor of the throne. For this reason, the receiver of the revelation was able to firmly grasp hold of the truth and arrive at a mighty position with him. For this noble messenger is among the forerunners brought near, obeyed and trustworthy, because the lordly inspiration must be yielded to, for it radiates from the presence of the real al-Haq. And furthermore, it is trustworthy in delivering the divine knowledges it comes with. And the Gnostic, the one who receives the divine inspirations, is not mad. And indeed, he saw him, meaning he saw his Lord, with the eye of insight and eyesight on the clear horizon, meaning the world of the secrets, asrar, spiritual meanings, ma'an. For the Gnostic ascended with his spirit from the world of the senses, his, to the world of the meanings, ma'ana, and from the world of forms to the world of spirits. The Gnostic knower by Allah is not the one who is stingy and withholds the special secrets of divine oneness. Rather, he is the one who is generous in sharing them with those worthy of receiving them. And it is not the word of an accursed outcast devil, for there is no place left with them for the devil, so that his whisperings and incitements to evil should mix with the pure inspiration his heart receives. So where do you go, leaving the way which leads to the presence of the real, al-Haq? It is nothing less than a reminder for all the worlds, and there is no time in which Allah made it anything beside a reminder and admonishment for those who wish to walk upright on the path of servitude and move to contemplative witnessing of the Lord. Rather, the whole command is in the hand of Allah, and you do not will for anything without Allah willing that thing, for He is the sustaining Lord of all the worlds. O Allah, guide us by your grace and select us from your providential care, and make us to be among those whom special care, for whom special care from you preceded them, O generous one. Amin, 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 amin. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alaminir Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki yawm din yaka na'budu yaka nasta'in dina sirata al-mustaqim sirata ladina an'amta alayhim ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdallin. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.